Welcome, Ian. Thanks for being willing to share a bit about your Christian journey. As I was thinking about who to ask to do this morning, I thought you were one of the people that I'm absolutely sure God put into my mind. You've travelled life's journey for a while now. Not that you're really old, but and a bit older than me. And there comes a depth and a wisdom that I think only comes with age. You age and experience. You're a husband. That's always a tough job, isn't it, darling? You're the father of 6 children. What more do I say? And how long have you been at St. Stephen's? I was trying to add up. It's a bit...
I don't know. 13 years, something like that. 13 years.
Quite a bit. But I'm sure and I know a little bit, but I don't know everything about your life's journey. So I just have a few questions to ask you. Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood and family upbringing in regards to faith and trust in Jesus? Like, what was it like in your family?
Okay, well, my mum had studied at SMBC for the mission field. She had planned to be a missionary, cross-cultural missionary to India, but that ended up not quite happening. It was just after the Second World War, and Dad was one of the few people that were left in Australia, and so there weren't many guys in the church, and so at the time, Dad spent all of his time going around to churches showing missionary films. So Dad was very involved in promoting missionary work within the church. Mum was planning to be a missionary, and that's how they met. So unlike yourself, I probably first went to Sunday school when I was about 3 weeks old, because that was about how long it took between when I was born and when school term went back and Sunday school started. And I grew up in a very, very Christian environment. Dad was on the lay preaching roster at church, and Mum used to run women's Bible studies and prayer meetings and things like that. And so the Christian influence was very strong. And I think looking at my siblings, Mum and Dad had 5 kids, and all 5 of them have gone on to love the Lord, which I think is a testament to the Christian upbringing that we had. I have the distinction that I think is a good distinction of having been to all 3 of Billy Graham's crusades in Australia. the 59 crusade when I was 3 week or about 3 months old. The 69 crusade, well, I may well have been, because Mum, knowing Mum, probably would have been down counselling with me on a hip, but the 69 Billy Graham crusade was very memorable to me, because I think that was the first time when I really felt the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart, and I was convinced that I needed to go forward as a 10-year-old child. And I can remember Billy Graham up there on the stage saying, "You come on a bus with people or family, it's all right. They'll wait for you. Come on down. This could be..." You know, I should put on an American accent. "This could be the last time you hear God calling on your life. Don't put it off. He might not call again." And at 10 years old, I didn't go down, and for the next several years, I was absolutely petrified that maybe that had been the last time that God was going to call me. And so I was actually at a church camp when I was probably 12 or 13 that one of the youth leaders sort of cornered me in the toilet, actually. and asked me whether I'd given my heart to Jesus, and I said, "Well, no, because see, having been brought up in a Christian family, I knew that I needed to invite Jesus into my heart, and it wasn't good enough just to be the son of Christian people and living in a Christian family. And this guy said, well, do you want to accept Jesus into your life? And I thought to myself, this is it. So at about 13 years old, I gave my heart to the Lord. And actually, I should have told you that as a baby, I was actually, apparently, I don't remember this myself, but I was born absolutely, totally blind and absolutely stone deaf. And for about 2 years, every Baptist ladies' prayer group between Tweed Heads and Albury were praying for the healing of this little boy that had been born deaf and blind. And when I was about 2 years old, the Lord miraculously healed me. So I went through my growing up sort of randomly being introduced as the miracle baby and never quite understanding what it was all about until I was in my teenage years and Mum sort of explained it all. But I have had an incredibly blessed life, and one would think that with all of those positive things, and I've never ever been in doubt of the existence of God, and you'd think it would all be plain sailing. But you know, I gave my heart to the Lord probably in about year 8 at school or something like that, year 7 or 8 at school. And by the time I got to about year 10, I was starting, it was just hard. And none of my friends were Christians, and I started to drift away from the Lord. And by the time I was in year 11 and 12, I would go along under sufferance to church with Mum and Dad every Sunday because I knew it would break their heart if I didn't. And my great liberation was when I finally went off to uni and moved away from home, and I could not go to church and Mum and Dad wouldn't know about it. Except I'd go home every fortnight and have to go to church again. So it was about halfway through my first year of uni that I think one of the guys from Campus Crusades from Christ came doing cold call door knocking in the residential college where I was, and he came in and asked me straight, was I a Christian? And I said, well, I don't know. I used to be. And obviously he'd been trained well and knew when to seize an opportunity and basically said, I don't remember the exact words, but he basically sort of said, well, okay, if you don't know you're a Christian, then why don't you know, and what are you going to do about it? And I knew that I needed to get serious with God, and so I guess in my first year of uni I recommitted my heart to the Lord. And have been backsliding ever since, really. But anyway.
I think, yeah, on that note, no, you've actually answered a couple of questions, so that's great. Okay, well, how's being a Christian influenced you now? And then you can go on with, is there... Oh, yeah, just that.
Okay. Well, I guess the theme of my life when I look over it is how faithful God is. And the verse that constantly rings through my brain is where it says, though I am faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And I, as I said, have had an incredibly blessed life, but it hasn't always been easy. And there have been some hard times, and there have been times when I know I haven't been walking close to the Lord. There have been times when I haven't wanted to walk close to the Lord. There have been times when I when I've sort of thought, God's turned his back on me, but he hasn't. And I hope Winnie doesn't mind me saying, but I remember probably the darkest time in my life was when Winnie was in hospital. And that was a hard time. I can remember there were things happened that should never have happened. And I remember coming home from school and just six kids in the house, and I'd just come in the front door and walk into my bedroom and lie in the bed and cry. And I remember coming to church and feeling like I was in the bottom of a well that was so deep that I couldn't even see a flicker of light at the top of the well. And the devil whispering into my ear and saying, why don't you just find a rock and curl up and die? And thinking that would be the easiest solution. And it was hard. And there was a story in John 6 where the Lord had fed 5,000 people and he'd walked on the water. And then he'd made the announcement to his disciples that I'm the bread of life, and unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have any part in me. And 5,000 people with full bellies turned around and walked away because that was too hard for them. And Jesus turned around to his disciples and said, well, what about you guys? Are you going to turn around and walk away as well? And I think it was Peter who said, but if we walked away from you, where would we go? And I remember sitting here in church and thinking to myself, okay, God, I don't even know where you are, but where else can I go? If I walk away from you, then I have nothing, even less than what I've got at the moment. And again, that verse echoed through my mind, though I'm faithless, God remains faithful. And I think the thing that has been a constant theme in my life is the faithfulness of God. And Swanee's one of the people that continually reminds me that it doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter what my state is. My salvation doesn't depend on me. It's nothing to do with me. It's a faithful God who, for reasons that I don't understand, has chosen to be my God, and if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And my salvation has got nothing to do with how good I am. And my kids will tell you, and my wife will tell you that I'm not an ideal father or a husband, and I constantly fail. But my salvation isn't dependent on how good I am. It's dependent on how faithful God is, and God is faithful. And that's, I guess, my message is that, yeah, God is faithful. I don't understand him, but I trust him.
I could listen a lot more to that, I think, but I'd like to pray. The last question was going to be, is there any great things to be thankful for? You've already it, and any challenges that we can pray for you that you're facing now in your journey? Is there anything you wanted to add to that? I know there's a little heart thing happening, but...
I keep falling and I keep stumbling and I keep doing the wrong things, and I look around at the amazing Christian folk that I get to have fellowship with, and I think, why can't I be like them? I guess my prayer that I would appreciate everyone praying for me is that I would be faithful to the Lord. There's something you can pray for me for, like. Yeah.
Sorry. Let me pray. Father, thank you so much for this man, this son of yours, and thank you for his family. Thank you that just a little bit we've heard this morning, we can see that you are indeed an amazing, faithful God. Lord, thank you that you have been with him as you are with each one of us through the highs and the really depths of the things that can happen in our life. And I just pray that you'll continue to encourage and bless Ian's heart and that of his whole family, Father, as he continues to walk with you. And Lord, he's right. It's nothing we can do. It's not whether we are better than someone else or someone else looks more faithful. You are the one that's called us. Nothing can change that. You love us. Nothing can change that. So I just pray, Father, that you'll bless and encourage him. And thank you so much for the blessing of having him as part of our church family at Thirlmere at this point in time. Amen.